AP Sports, I'm Bruce Morton. Pro basketball. Now, every team in the NBA has a blemish on its record. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh reports from Boston on the Cavaliers and the Celtics.
Jason Tatum totaled 33 points, 12 rebounds, and 7 assists to lead the reigning champion Celtics to a 120-117 victory over the Cavaliers, handing Cleveland its first loss after 15 straight wins to open the season. Tatum sank 6 of his team's 22 three-pointers in Boston's third straight win.
It's simple. We just locked in on defense. We've been in that situation a million times where it's like, you know, it's time to win.
The Celtics led by as many as 21 early in the second half before the Cavs pulled within 3 late. Donovan Mitchell scored 35 points for Cleveland, which was the fourth team in NBA history to open the season with 15 wins in a row.
In other action, Nikola Jokic missed his third consecutive game because of personal reasons, but the Nuggets won in Memphis 122-110. Denver coach Michael Malone gave 2 thumbs up to Russell Westbrook, Jamal Murray, and Michael Porter Jr.
Russ got the defensive player of the game. He guarded everybody in that team tonight, took a big charge, got a big steal. Jamal got going. Obviously, it's great to see him make shots, and Michael Porter set the tone for us early with how aggressive that he was. So this was a true team win.
Here is the rest of the Tuesday NBA card. Dallas pummeled New Orleans 132-91. Brooklyn got by Charlotte 116-115. A knee injury kept Victor Wembanyama out of the game, but the Spurs still defeated the Thunder 110-104, and it was the Lakers over Utah 124-118. College basketball, the night's only game with 2 ranked teams on the same floor, had number 15 Marquette slamming number 6 Purdue 76-58. Meanwhile, AP number 1 Kansas did what number 1 teams are supposed to do with a win over North Carolina Wilmington. Correspondent Greg Eklund has the story from Lawrence, Kansas.
The UNC Wilmington Seahawks entered the game averaging 108 points a game, the second best average in Division 1. But the top-ranked Kansas Jayhawks pulled away in the second half to win 84-66. For Kansas coach Bill Self, it was his 800th career win.
I don't usually remember the wins as much as I remember the losses.
Self joins Arkansas coach John Calipari and Tennessee's Rick Barnes as the only active coaches with 800 wins or more. KU now 5-0, never trailed in the game, but the Jayhawks led by only 5 at halftime.
In games involving top 10 teams, second-ranked Connecticut buried East Texas A&M 81-46, and number 9 Kentucky blew out Lipscomb 97-68. Baseball, the 2024 Managers of the Year have been crowned. AP correspondent Dave Ferry tells us how the baseball writers voted.
Stephen Vogt is the top AL vote-getter after guiding the Guardians to 92 wins, an AL Central title, and the ALCS. Vogt is the first to win the award 2 years after retiring as a player. He received 27 of 30 first-place votes. Royal skipper Matt Quatrero claimed 2, and Tigers manager A.J. Hinch the other. Pat Murphy is the first Brewers manager to win the award since it was introduced in 1983. Murphy's Brewers won 93 games before falling in the NL wildcard round. He received 27 first-place votes. Padres skipper Mike Schilt took 2, and Carlos Mendoza of the Mets claimed the other.
Back with football and hockey after this. College football, the latest playoff rankings are out, and they have Boise State slipping in to get the final bye. Undefeated Oregon has the top spot. Pro football, the help wanted sign has been hung at New York Jets headquarters. They fired GM Joe Douglas, a move made after the team's 3-8 start. Hockey, there is another job opening in Boston. Jim Montgomery was relieved of duties as coach of the Bruins as the Bees have dropped 12 of their first 20 games. In action on the ice, the Wild won over the Blues. Correspondent Mike Reeves is in St. Louis to file this report.
The Wild improved their road record to 8-1-2 with a 4-2 win over the Blues. Minnesota snapped a 2-2 tie with 6:16 left in the third period on the second goal of the season by Jonas Brodin.
We just like to play on the road. I mean, I feel like when we have a bad game, I feel like we come back and have a good next game. We don't let it slip to like 2 or 3 games and right now, so that's a good thing. And it's been good on the road, and feel like everyone is going.
Kirill Kaprizov scored twice, giving him a team best 13 goals this year. Ryan Hartman also scored for the Wild. Scott Perunovic and Jake Neighbor scored for St. Louis. Philip Gustafson stopped 22 shots to win in net. Jordan Binnington suffered the loss.
Then there's the team with the league's best record. Winnipeg moved out to 16-3 by topping Atlantic Division leading Florida 6-3. Mark Scheifele helped out with a hat trick.
As a team, we didn't like the way we played in Florida, so just a sign of a lot of good character in this room is that we wanted to bounce back. We wanted to have a good game in front of our home crowd before we go on the road for feels like forever. So it was just a great all-around effort by everyone.
Elsewhere, it was the Oilers 5, the Senators 2. Tampa Bay won in overtime over Pittsburgh 3-2. Anaheim beat the Blackhawks also by a score of 3-2. The Flames beat the Islanders in a shootout 2-1. And the Rangers won in Vancouver 4-3. Bruce Morton, AP Sports.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, we help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Our doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true health starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com. That's abilitychiro.com.